dear God, we're coming to you in that wondrous name above every name, the name of Jesus. Thank you for that name. Glory to God for that name. Thank you that it's our life in that name. That name is our life. Glory to your name. Now, Lord, as we come before you today in the presence of you, we're just so grateful to God that you have, again, through the blood, counted us worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the grace. God, help us to rejoice this day. Help us to be grateful for your love this day. Lord, we're so thankful that we're here, gathered with precious saints of like precious faith. Lord, help us to glory in this time, to want to grow in that wondrous grace and knowledge. Lord, it's only by your Spirit, by your might, by your power. Lord, help us to enter in. God, help us not to be distracted. Help us to enter in. We give it to you. We want to magnify the wondrous name, and it's in that name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Praise God. Let's open our Bibles today in Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. We'll begin there. I'm going to move around a little bit in the Word today, but we'll begin in Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Now let's go over to Ephesians chapter 5, and we'll read from the 20th verse. It's Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today it is in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And praise God, brothers and sisters, I am so thankful. As complex as this world can be, the simplicity in Christ. And the simplicity in that name, Jesus. Jesus, praise the Lord. And praise God, it's in that name, brothers and sisters, that we find all rest and peace. And praise God today, I would hope that our heart is yearning for our mouths to profess that wondrous name, Jesus. There's a balm in Gilead, and his name is Jesus. I'm so thankful. In that name, all evil flees my home. It does. In that name, I don't care what's going on. My heart flies to rest in peace in the heavenlies. It's in that name, that all-powerful name, that all nature must obey. It's in that name that even when I'm ornery, which can be quite often, just depends what time of the day you catch me, maybe not in the right place or in the right mind where I should be, but it's in that name, Jesus, that he turns me to the righteousness of God that he has provided. And praise God, he convicts my heart. In that name, Jesus, I enter in to the inner chamber to commune with God, my Father. God, your Father. God, your Father. God, your Father, in the name of Jesus. I think we can safely say, Jesus, there is something about that name. Praise be to God. 1 Corinthians 6:11. It tells us that we are washed. We are sanctified and we are justified in that name. And in 2 Thessalonians 1:12, you can write these down. It even tells you that you're glorified in that name. Yet as I think of all the wonder that is in that name, maybe the greatest wonder of all is it's the name of Jesus. It's the name of Jesus that melts the heart. The very heart of God. It does. That name, Jesus. In a moment, transformed. And truly, right into the presence of the King. It's in that name, brothers and sisters, that we are accepted in the Beloved.
It's in that name that God cannot deny. He can only impose favor in the name of Jesus. Man, I think about what we have in that name. Now are we the sons of God. I am raised and seated together now with Him in the heavens in Christ. That's now. My citizenship is now and forever in Christ. And notice the theme reoccurring over and over and over. It's in His name. Jesus. Praise God, it's Jesus. Well, I have to tell you, one of the things that's been heavy on my heart with so many Christians today is why would we then ever delay or hesitate to profess the wondrous name of Jesus? Don't ever be ashamed of His name. Don't ever be ashamed of the gospel. Every opportunity you ever get, I'm going to tell you, pray in the name of Jesus. I don't care how many times Jesus is said in a prayer, I rejoice. I want to hear His name. I want to glory in His name. I want to rejoice in His name. I want to praise in His name. And every chance we get, brothers and sisters, may we just glory in the name of Jesus. The Word of God tells us that it is the name that is above every name. It's the name that no man can come to the Father without. They're trying to saturate us, brothers and sisters. Oh, there's many ways to God. If this word is true, oh no, there's not. There is but one way. And without the name Jesus, you're never going to get there. Without the name Jesus, you're never going to even remotely approach it. I am. I am. Wasn't that wonderful to hear the words I am throughout the Word of God? One of the most glorious times is when they're coming to get Him, to take Him to be crucified. And there those guards are and all those soldiers. And they're going to seize Him. They ask Him, are you Jesus? I am. Bang! And they're hitting their knees. Do you know that? See, that's the I am. And I am is just another name for Jesus. Just like Wonderful, Counselor, Prince of Peace. My high tower, my shield, my buckler. The rock that is higher than I. That's your Jesus. Amen. Your Jesus. And in that name we claim that wondrous life and all the power that goes with it. Because all power is in that name. Marvelous, isn't it? I am. Had to even get them up on their feet. Come on now, we got to get on with this. I'm going to a cross. I'm going to die for you. Boy, that hits me. The ones that were even taking Him. The ones that were spitting, mocking, pulling His beard. I've got to go. I've got to die for you. Let's get it on. Jesus. I am. I am the way. There's another name for Jesus. Way. I always remember when my little boy, when Brother Hill went to be with the Lord, and I was talking to him. And I was trying to explain the glory and the majesty to be in the presence of the I Am. And I was at a loss for words. And all he could look up at me and say, oh, he said, Daddy, Papa's way. Papa's way. And that's it. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. All those wondrous names for Him. Isn't it wonderful? Everything. When God said everything in that name, He wasn't kidding. Everything is in that name. No man comes to the Father but by Me. And that wasn't Christ's ego speaking. Do you know that? That wasn't Christ. That was the will of the Father. That was God's will. And know it. The humility of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Little lower than the angels. those steps down that he took made himself of no reputation. Very God, a very God. None of us have ever been that low. You think you've gotten low, you haven't even approached it. And then to become sin for us who knew no sin. Jesus. Oh yes, Jesus. I've put all power and authority in that name. There is none other name under heaven. Do you hear this? There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby ye must be saved. There's no such thing as a co-redeemer. There is no such thing as good deeds or good acts. Righteous ways. There's only one way. We just read about it. And the name happens to be Jesus. You must be born again. Jesus. Now, a lot of people don't like to hear that. Matter of fact, most people don't like to hear that anymore. Well, you're a nut. You're one of them freaks. I just believe the Word of God. And he said, it's in the name Jesus. My heart hurts for people. My heart hurts especially for Christians that are moving away from the name of Jesus. Jesus. The power that's in that name. That's what's missing in your life. If there's gaps and voids, things that aren't coming together for you, it's because you're missing Jesus. Because by Him all things consist. That means they hold together. That includes you, your marriage, your family, your work, everything. He's beyond a glue. Because in Him, when you enter into that name, you become one. It's not two anymore. There's not a division anymore, brothers and sisters. I weep over this country. I think the division is growing greater and greater. They're calling for more peace and safety and plenty and oneness and all of these things. But without the name of Jesus, there will never be peace. There will never be grace. There will never be harmony. There will never be a oneness. There will always be divisions. Know it. Oh, know it. It's only in the name of Jesus. See, isn't that wonderful how we come together? You're my family. We're one in Him. I don't say that just to be some fluffy word. I know it. And yes, I'll use that word and I use it with all grace and honor to Him. I claim that name. I have that name. And by the grace of God, I'm being still now in my life. And I'm understanding what it is to have that name written upon me. And maybe even a new name. We're in a time, brothers and sisters. We are in a time. Now, isn't it amazing? And I love to think of that name and that all-powerful name. The name that can rent the rocks in two. The name that can part a sea. And I'm talking about immediately believing in that name. No delay in my faith. But saying, Lord, move the mountain. Move it. And I'm understanding it's not moving it out there. It's moving it in here. It's believing what's already been provided. The victory that's already there. By the grace of God that I am heavenly. I am seated over there with Him in the heavens in Christ. I'm beginning to understand the power that is in that name. But yes, it does move those mountains. Praise God in that name. The Word. Another name for Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? All these names. Set every star in heaven. That wonderful name that causes that sun to burn. And all the things. We're going to talk about some things tonight, brothers and sisters, about that special sun that we have. Did you know they think it's dying? He had to send me a dying star, didn't he? Whew. He came to die. It's all over the place, brothers and sisters. But see, it's in that name, that gentle name, that name that is for you, that name that sees you, besides doing all of those incredible, monumental things, that takes you at night and lays your head upon a pillow. And I don't care what's going on in your life. I don't care the raging storms. I don't care about those that might be against you. I don't care about those family members that might just be hurting you to the core. But He can put your head upon a pillow. And He can give His beloved rest. He can. Oh yes, He can. I'm telling you, He can. I've been there. I know that. I know this power. And I need it every day. And I'm going to tell you something. I pray that all of us sleep like that. Someday, you might not even need a sleeping pill, huh? Because He gives His beloved rest. He does. My much beloved. My beloved brethren. Listen to those words, what He calls you. What you are to Him. What He wants you to come and fellowship in with Him. But then I'm telling you, that's a wonderful time. But then you can even look forward to waking up. First thing up, my eyes open, Jesus. Jesus. And you know it. Isn't it wonderful? Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. More often than not, I wake up with a song. Something different all the time. And I think, oh, what are you going to be singing tomorrow morning, Lord? And sometimes in the greatest of trial, in the greatest of sorrow, in the greatest oppression that's going on that night, I'm going to tell you it's the sweetest song in the morning. It's one thing He starts to get me to look forward to is when it is really heavy. Lord, what are you going to be singing in the morning? I can look forward to that. It's not, oh no, I got to get up and deal with this again. Oh no. Faith is starting to take control. Jesus' name is coming to live in my house. Jesus' name is becoming to live in this life. And there's power in that name. There's glory in that name. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Has He got a pair of wings for you every morning? I hope you know they're waiting. It's just you got to mount up. You got to get out on the ramp, they say. I can't tell you, they'd get a little bit worried if I started, you know, taking off from the parking place in that airplane of mine. I got to get out on the ramp. Mount up. Rise up. Arise. Lord, I need to be willing for You to do it. That's all You've asked me. Show up. I'm reporting for duty this morning, Lord. I want glory. And you know what? He delivers every time, doesn't He? Every single time. And all I pray for is, Lord, don't let me delay. Quit letting that sin that so easily besets me, my unbelief, my hard-headedness, thinking something's too big or something's too great, or Lord, You don't want to mess with this today. Or you know what, Lord, You've been bringing it every day. Help me to learn it. You know they're going to keep you in that class sometimes. I know. Sometimes you got to take it over. Sometimes you got to repeat. It's not fun. But you know it's necessary. You got to learn that glory before you go to the next one. Oh, amen. Today. You talk about living for the moment. If you're going to live the life of Christ, you're going to live the moment. You are. And what a moment it is. And in a moment, and in a twinkling of an eye, there's going to be a moment like there's never been. Oh, hallelujah. You know, we brought some boys to church last week. And it was precious. And I'm thankful to God that so many are being encouraged to bring people in. It's wonderful to see so many new folks in the church. It is. It's so precious, though, to see people continue in the church. Remember that, though. But we brought them, and they were here, I think, last Sunday night. And we get in the car on the way home. First thing out of the mouth, I said, well, how'd your boys enjoy it? Not very. Can I, any questions you have? And the one is so sweet, he said, what were them things those ladies were wearing on their heads? Why do they do that? And it was a precious time. See, we got to talk about the ordinance of the Lord and what a privilege it is, what an honor it is to do what the Lord has called us to do, whether it's the baptism, doing, and we take the communion or the ladies' head covering. And ladies, I just leave that with you and the Lord. But what a precious privilege it is. Amen. To submit to God. That's all it is. Submitting to the Lord is our headship. Isn't that precious? And He chose that sweet lady to do it. I wonder what he's talking about. Probably about a bride. What do you think? Amen? Amen. Now, ladies, get your chins up. Come on. Really isn't about that, but you know what? God is so multifaceted. The multitude of blessings. He's going to deal with you a lot of different ways. And honoring your husband. Ooh, whew. Isn't that a wonderful one? But you don't know how he treated. Now, you be quiet. Lord, come in. All right. But you know, they came in there and we're talking about that. And then my son in the back of the car, it was kind of sweet. He said, oh, we're an old-fashioned church. I said, okay. And I kind of smiled and chuckled. But you know really what I thought to myself? Well, if honoring the Lord and obeying His word is old-fashioned, so be it. So be it. Amen. Amen. And let us know that. But you know one thing with the Lord that I've always found? He's always in fashion. He's always in fashion. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it is. Yeah. I think about how we try to think that we're in fashion. You know, I try to stay up on some of the clothing and things like that. The ladies like their Anne Klein and the men like their Armani. But you know, even that grows old. They last good, though, but but it grows old. But Jesus never grows old. Never does. Always in style. Always right there for us. Not in the world's eyes, I want you to know. But praise the Lord. In the life, this is what He built this life for. He built this life to live Christ in me, the hope of glory. And that's what it is. Praise His name. So is it any wonder why, brothers and sisters, that it's all in His name? As we've read today, you'll never come to God without that name. You can't even believe in God without that name. And we do have a couple minutes, and I want us to read this. I think it'll cause a smile on your face, maybe even the rest of the day. Let's go over to 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 18. Because some people say, what do you mean you can't believe in God without Jesus Christ? I believe in God. Well, see, I believe the Word of God. That's Jesus. And you can't come to God without it. And let's see what he says here. Let's read from the 18th verse, first chapter. But with the precious blood of... For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Here it is. Who by him do believe in God. Okay. Who by him do believe in God. We'll just finish out the verse because it's just so wonderful. That raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. So not only is who by him do believe in God, it's who by him your faith and hope might be in God. It's Jesus. That's it. And we know this, but let's be bold and thankful and standing and firm. And you know what I'm starting to describe here is a thing called a pillar that's found in the church of Philadelphia. There in the third chapter of Revelation, there's a stand. I can't help but speak and rejoice and sing and glory of the things that we have seen and heard. That is the name of Jesus that is written upon that life. And yet, brothers and sisters, in closing here, I can't get away from it. There's even a more exceeding abundant offer in this name. It's beyond just proclaiming His name. And I mentioned it a little bit earlier. His name written upon us. His name written upon us. Oh, yes. Now, this is a transforming, as the Word of God says. It's a transforming from everything in that name to a wonderful verse in Revelation 3:8 that says, "Thou hast not denied my name." Now, thou hast not denied my name. Now, a lot of people, when they hear that, they say, "Oh, yeah, I know that one." That means that I got to hold on to my salvation so tight, because if I deny the name, no. See, if you know your Word and you know the Word of God, you could never hold on to salvation. Matter of fact, it's completely opposite. Salvation is what holds and keeps you. Absolutely. That's the wonderful, wonderful grace of God. So, what is the "Thou hast not denied my name"? What is the meaning of that? It's so deep, but it is the name of Jesus. And what the Word of God is telling us there, it's holding fast His namesake. There's a namesake that He's after here. Now we're talking about written on us. Have we taken the name? Oh my, this is something different. The first love lover, brothers and sisters, a wife that is ready, a life of living matrimony, the part of the church that is even known as the chaste virgin to Christ. Oh, we're going somewhere. Bearing not only His name, but bearing His reproaches. You going to stand in there? When the going gets tough by the grace of God, will you continue to profess His name? See, Peter had to learn that. "Oh Lord, I'm going to defend You to death." Oh no, you're not. Because you don't have the love of God shed abroad in your heart yet, son. You need the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to send Him, and He's going to teach you. Without that empowering, what a failure you are. That everything of your own power, that everything of your own might is going to fail. But there is a power that's greater than you. And a power that's coming to dwell. He's been with you and He shall be in you. And He's going to lead you. He's going to bring you. He's going to guide you into all that truth. All of that knowledge. All of that power, it's coming. And praise be to God, the brother got it. We rejoiced in 1 and 2 Peter. He knew what was coming. Hallelujah, the Lord brought it. And it wasn't just the name that he was professing. It was the reproaches and the long-suffering to be glorified together. Isn't that wonderful? And we rejoiced on Wednesday night. And I have to say this again. It's going to be marvelous. We've been rejoicing in the gospel of that glory. But I'm finding out that the glory is just together. It's just being together. You know what I'm saying? When you really love somebody, do you care where you are at? Ladies, I'm going to tell you something. If it's got to be Hawaii, ooh, he got one toe. Or if it's got to be a beach or something here or there. Now, men, I want you to be sensitive to that sweet thing. But I'm going to tell you something. It's just being together. It's just being together, isn't it? To be content in whatsoever state I'm in. Thank you. Thank you for those saints that have lived that and are living that. To be thankful in whatsoever state I'm in therewith. To be content. Whether abased or abounding. Knowing how to be full and yet to also hunger and to know I need. That's your God. It doesn't matter, Lord. I'm with You. I'm getting that. I'm moving into this wonderful name of Jesus in such a mighty way that truly, brothers and sisters, it's coming to be written upon my life. Just to be together with His name. And even together with His new name. Oh yeah, He's going to have a new name. He's always going to be Jesus. Oh, know that. It's always going to be sweet Jesus. But He's going to have a new name. And the new name is going to be written on those that have not denied His name. You see? That have went through this life. Do we really realize, brother, that it's worth it all? I mean, it really is worth it all. There's nothing to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. And that glory is one thing. It's Christ in me. It's Jesus in my life. It's living the love of God. It's professing that name. It's living that name. It's glorying in that name. I'm just so thankful to God that He has called you. Thou hast not denied my name. And she's a wonderful company. You all know me. Pretty much everyone here knows me. But you know there's only one body out there, my sweet wife Polly, that is the one body that knows me as bridegroom. Oh yeah. And there's a lot of wonderful saints. You couldn't help but be a wonderful saint because you're a child of the King. See, I'm starting to learn that too. And they know Him. But there's only a certain company of them that are going to be one body that knows Him as bridegroom. Because thou hast not denied my name, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience. Think of that. There's that Jesus again, isn't it? The word. I will keep thee from the hour of temptation that shall come upon all the world. I think we best get to glorying in that name even a little more. I do. It's just too good. He is too good. We never deserved this name. But praise the Lord, He gave us this name. And in that name we rejoice. And in that name we glory. And in that name we give honor and praise and thanks. And whatsoever we do in deed or in word. You want glory, you want power, you want peace, you want rest, you want victory. Do all in the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, it's wonderful, dear God. Yes, it's wonderful. Thank you. Let's just stand and praise the name of Jesus. Let's stand and praise Him. Thank you, dear God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name. Praise your name. Glory to that name. Hallelujah to that name. The name above all names. Praise you, Jesus. We are healed in that name. We are saved in that name. Praise you, Jesus. Glory. 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 Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, Lord God, we ask you in the wondrous name of Jesus, cause our hearts to be a people for thy name's sake. Lord, you've called us out. What a wondrous calling we have. God, it is the very high calling of God in the name of Jesus. And that is it. It's done. It's finished. I am. Praise God for that truth and way in life. Lord, it's here for each and every one this morning. Help us to make the move. Lord, you're there. You've never moved. God, you're with us always. Help us turn and look into the face of the glory of God. In the face, in the eyes of the Lamb. Oh, praise God. My Jesus. My Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And in that name we pray. Amen.